Connor walked across the airfield of the CDF base at Sanctuary. There was a small hangar across the way where the Falcon Fighters Series 7 were kept. Their dark, sleek bodies had stub wings and powerful rear engines designed for atmospheric flight. He'd just recertified his flight status and was now qualified to fly one of them. Technically, no one could just take one of the Falcon Fighters, but Connor was a general in the CDF, and rank did have its privileges. He couldn't imagine any general in the NA Alliance military using a fighter for personal transport, but those in the CDF tended to be much more versatile, and he was qualified to fly the ship. Diaz called out behind him, and Connor stopped as his friend jogged to catch up. Diaz was wearing the blue CDF uniform with captain's bars on the side. His stocky frame bulged against the smart fabric of his uniform, and Connor could hear him exhaling loudly as he ran. When Connor rejoined the CDF, there'd been a number of former soldiers who expressed interest in rejoining as well. Some of those soldiers served on a part-time basis, while others had become fully active. In response to this recent resurgence, a reserve force for the CDF had been created. Reserves were an old tradition in Earth's militaries that allowed former soldiers to maintain a less active role, but provided a cushion of readily available soldiers that offset the time it would take to train civilians. Many of the reservists had come from the Recovery Institute at Sanctuary that Connor had founded a few years earlier to help soldiers reacclimate to colonial life. Diaz caught up to him and sighed explosively.
I really need to up my cardio. I shouldn't be this out of breath.
Connor resumed his pace.
Well, you have been spending a lot of time at the family restaurant.
Diaz smiled.
I love cooking. But my replacement chef is more than up to the task.
Connor arched an eyebrow toward him as a comment hung on the edge of his lips. Diaz waved him off.
Don't give me that crap. I'm on active duty, and I'm here by your side.
Connor closed his mouth, and they were silent for a moment. 6 months ago, they'd gotten a wake-up call regarding what the Nuis had been dealing with before the collapse of their civilization, an interdimensional invasion force that they knew painfully little about. Connor couldn't sit idly by and let others deal with it, especially not when he knew he could help, and Lenora fully supported his decision. Connor had stationed himself at the CDF base at Sanctuary so he could be close to his family, and he made a point of being part of his baby girl's life. He refused to let the military take over like it had before.
Where are we going? Diaz asked.
I thought I'd take one of the Falcons for a short trip.
Diaz looked at the sleek form of the Falcon and blew out a long whistle of appreciation. It was a two-person fighter that was designed to provide air support for ground forces, as well as stinger operations for blindsiding the enemy. It was also extremely fast, and Connor needed every bit of that speed to make his meeting for the Colonial Defense Committee.
I thought you weren't due to be in Sierra until this afternoon.
You're right, but I need to go somewhere else first. Connor
paused. He'd been about to say an old friend, but that wasn't entirely accurate. Sure, the person he was meeting had been his friend once, but not anymore. Not for a long time.
An old acquaintance I need to see.
They reached the Falcon fighter, and the officer in charge escorted them to the pad. The Falcon had sleek lines with the cockpit in front of the engines. The canopy opened to reveal two pilot's chairs next to each other. A gray synthetic fabric covered the smart cushion that would contour to their bodies for maximum comfort and support.